The sun is barely above the tree line as Chris Shea welcomes roughly 80 kids to this day camp organized by the YMCA of Auburn Lewiston. Each day, the campers scatter across 93 acres of woods and fields with enough space for all of the classic summer camp activities. There's archery.
There you go.
Oh, yes, I finally hit it.
A ropes course.
Awesome. Good job, guys. Good work.
And many campers' favorite activity, swimming. Shea says it's a valuable experience for a lot of kids, a way to get them outdoors and socializing with new friends, something especially important after years of remote and hybrid schooling. But even as he looks out at dozens of smiling faces, Shea says this summer's camp can sometimes feel strangely empty.
It's almost like half the numbers you want to see in front of you as you give announcements, so it's a little discouraging and disappointing, but I guess it is what it is, and you do the best you can with what you've got.
The Y anticipated around 120 kids here this summer, but Shea says the organization wound up limiting capacity to about 80 campers. That's because summer camps across the state are dealing with a shortage of counselors, as a tight labor market leads many young people to other jobs with rising pay.
Childcare and camp, it's not an easy job, right? You're taking care of children all day long and all of their needs.
Megan Hamblett, the executive director of the YMCA Alliance of Northern New England, says many young people are opting for other jobs that pay $15 or $20 an hour elsewhere.
And, you know, if you can go and you can get a job at a Hannaford or, you know, I don't know, a local landscaping, get paid the same amount of money, we're seeing people going and doing those things rather than coming to the traditional childcare and summer camp.
Camps say they also rely on teachers to serve as counselors during their time off in the summer. But this year, fewer are signing up, burnt out from years of hybrid and remote learning. Added up, and the shortage of workers has forced many day camps, from YMCAs to local recreation departments, to cut back on capacity or cancel programs altogether. Hamblett says it's a concern, as affordable childcare is already difficult to find in many parts of the state.
You know, back in the day when one parent worked and the other parent was at home, summer camp was kind of a luxury, right? You sent your child for a couple of weeks or, you know, a specialty camp here or there. Most of the families in our YMCA camp programs are sending their children for the whole summer because it is their childcare.
The situation has left parents scrambling. In Ellsworth, parent Rita Butta found herself caught off guard earlier this year when her daughter's day camp was canceled because it was unable to find enough counselors.
It was a sickening feeling knowing that my daughter wasn't going to have childcare for the next couple of months for summer.
Butta resorted to spending hours holding a sign outside the local grocery store, advertising for the open camp counselor positions, but it didn't work. Butta managed to find a couple other camps for her daughter to attend for a few weeks, and her parents have helped out when they can. But on many days, she works overnight shifts at the local Shaw's grocery store so she can care for her daughter.
Like tonight, I'll have to go in and work overnight, but tomorrow we'll spend the day together. You know, so we're all just compromising and just trying to make the best of it.
Summer camps haven't found any easy solutions either. Many say they've increased pay substantially, but that hasn't led to many more applications. Ron Hall, the executive director of the nonprofit Maine Summer Camps, says overnight camps have managed to make up for the shortage by bringing in foreign workers on J-1 visas to fill positions, but few day camps have pursued that strategy. Back at the YMCA camp in Auburn, director Chris Shea says he talked with a grandmother just that morning who was looking for care. He says it's hard to have to say no to families, especially when so few other childcare options exist.
So it's a little frustrating. The grandmother I talked to this morning understood, but like I said, the kids that we have out here, they're loving it. They're having a great time at camp. I just wish more could take advantage of it.
With the labor market still tight, some camps say they're planning to start recruiting next summer's counselors far earlier, in hopes that the additional time will help them find enough staff by the start of camp next year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Robbie Feinberg.